Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pete Thamel, Yahoo Sports. Pete, how are you, man? Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Adam, Dustin, how are we doing, guys?
We're hanging in there. Hanging in there.
Strange Pete, times.
You know, yeah, it certainly is. It certainly is. And, you know, one of the many strange things going on is with college football, because this, like every other sport, there's a lot of unknowns right now. It's amazing. It felt like at one point there was no way there was going to be college football, and now it kind of feels like it's trending in the other direction. Are you a believer that there will be college football everywhere or almost everywhere in 2020?
This is what I know I believe, is that just as dire as things looked a few months ago, weeks ago, like I'm having a hard time embracing just sort of the unbridled optimism towards everything, you know, going smoothly. But yeah, this is what I'm certain of. This will not be a linear journey, guys, right? This will not be a foot meets ball on August 26th in week zero, whatever day it is, and there are no issues. Like, we have a long way to go and a lot of hurdles to clear. Am I optimistic there will be a season of some kind? Yes, and I wouldn't have said that 6 weeks ago. But what I don't want is just, you know, people being cleared for voluntary workouts. Like, that means, like, that would be like, you know, someone fair catching the opening kickoff of the Super Bowl and then declaring the game's over. So we got a long way to go.
What's the biggest hurdle, you think, that you, from the people you've talked to?
Well, I just think it's the virus, and the virus really hasn't gone away. It has certainly spiked in some areas, and it's declined in some areas, and it is still, you know, it is still a threat right now. You know, I saw two Marshall players, or a Marshall player and two support staff, tested positive today. And look, the virus will inflict itself on college football programs. And their ability to detect that, A, and B, respond to that, I think are ultimately going to determine, you know, how this college football season looks. But it's going to be the strangest season of our lifetime. So if you're buckled up and prepared for that, I think that's probably the best way to put it. I mean, can I promise there'll be games canceled, delayed, et cetera? No, but am I expecting it? Sure.
Mm-hmm. Pete Thamel's with us. Yeah, it is going to be interesting. I'm curious to see how the next couple weeks, few weeks go, right? We monitor the numbers as things have opened back up. That's going to be probably huge for, you know, the campuses to make decisions. Do you think that schools have to have the students on campus in classes to have college football?
Well, no, and you could argue that without students on campus, it's actually safer.
Right.
For the athletes, because there's less of a chance of, you know, someone in their immediate environment bringing them in. That was such a big deal, Dustin, early in this conversation, because university presidents, chancellors, conference commissioners were saying that at the time. So, you know, it failed to reason, but they basically just sort of swallowed the terrible optics and spun it as, well, there'll be online classes and then they'll be safer, et cetera. But that was one of the reasons that was such a big obstacle and such a big deal early in this conversation, was because college leaders made it that way.
We're talking with Pete Thamel, Yahoo Sports. Yeah, you're right. That got brought up a lot. That's kind of gone away. Now the next question becomes, okay, if we start on time, which still remains an if, but if we do, and if there are some states where you can have a quarter, if it's not equal, are colleges going to just do their own thing? If some schools can have a full crowd and some can have a quarter of a crowd and some can't have any, are we just going to let each individual school make their own choice on that, Pete? Or is there going to have to be a uniform decision, at least amongst conferences?
Well, nobody's in charge, right? Like, that's the one fundamental truth of college football. And I probably said that on your show at some point over the years, guys. Like, nobody's in charge. So looking for direction from some unified leader is not going to happen. And it sure as heck isn't going to be Mark Emmert, because he's just sort of, in bubble wrap in a closet, at the NCAA, where he spent most of his 10 years as NCAA president. So we're not getting the leadership from Mark Emmert. The conference commissioners, quite frankly, don't respect, and the ADs sure don't. So don't expect the NCAA to have any guidance on this. They've had very little impact on the entire conversation as we've gone forward here. So I do think the conference office becomes the place where, you can get some guidance. Like, I saw the Pac-12 today said there has to be, like, uniform testing in the league. Well, yes, of course. Like, I don't think that's some, like, great visionary leadership by Larry Scott. I think that's common sense. It's common sense in a lot of ways. Like, these teams are going to be playing each other at the end of the day. Like, you just want to make sure there's some standard of safety, not to mention optics. So, but in terms of fans, I mean, people are going to sit around conference rooms and say, how much liability do we want to take on? And they seem more eager to take it on at Oklahoma State and Iowa State and a few of those other places that are talking aggressively about it. I don't know. Do you guys remember the story out of Rome early in the pandemic about the soccer match that became the super spreading event?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that's all I think about when I think about a full stadium. Now, call me pessimistic, call me, fatalist, whatever it is. But, like, sporting events are exactly what we've learned these past couple months we shouldn't be doing. They are large gatherings of people close together, many of whom have flown or come from a long distance in order to
yelling.
Do that.
And, yelling.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, all kinds of things. So it's I have a hard time seeing stands being full, but the degree of which people are taking this, like the seriousness, I think it varies by geography, and I say geography meaning by like how much virus is around them. There's probably less virus in Stillwater than there is in the Bay Area, right? I do think that there has to be some common sense around all that. It will look different in different places. And I think the true leaders are going to be comfortable if their different is a little bit emptier and a little less money in the bottom line for long-term health reasons.
Yeah. Pete Thamel's with us. Pete, do you think we could push to an 18 playoff for this season to recoup some of that money that they're
this season lose? Zero chance. Next zero. Season, very little chance. After that, it's on the table.
Okay.
Just the logistics of that stuff, Dustin, is really like, you've got to get stadiums, convention centers. Like, there's a lot that goes into it. Like, I sort of made the rounds of those calls and wrote a story about it kind of early on in this. And I do think the playoff will end up expanding, and I do think recouping some of the money will be an impetus to that, but it just can't happen immediately. There's a lot of things that need to that go into it.
Is 8 the final number, Pete? I like 8. I think that I've been saying all along, I think they should go to 8, but they should stop there. I know some of the lower levels they go further. Do you think 8 will be the final number, or ultimately will they go bigger?
It's hard to say final number, right?
Yeah.
Like we almost had a 96 team basketball tournament a couple years ago.
Right.
So I think if they go to 8, it would be the number for the while, because what it does too is it juices up these conference tournament. Conference championship games, because the conference championships now a lot of times they don't have a lot of juice, right? So I really think it almost creates an extra weekend of playoff, if that makes sense, because the winners of those games go in. So those games have higher stakes. they're not just sort of cosmetic contests. So in a way, you're building it up to, you know, you go from eight, but you really have, you know, five extra playoff games, and then a bunch of other, you know, just in the group of five games have a little more juice too,
right?
Because you assume if you go to eight, one of those gets in. So
that's right.
I think it almost creates another playoff weekend, I guess would be the best way to say it.
Well, we will look forward to days where we can just talk about football, right? And that'll be fun, and basketball as well. Pete, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey guys, good to catch up. Talk to you soon.
You too, Pete. Thanks, Thamel. Man.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.